my background.
I tried to put that background up. I have it on my phone. I couldn't do it. So we're going to use your flag in the background, Ray.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Call it the meeting to order at 7:04 on Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. Start off with a salute to the flag. I
pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Is Fred on the call? Yeah, there he is.
Yeah,
okay.
That's you.
Okay, hey Fred. Okay, Bree, roll call.
Councilman D'Amato.
Here.
Della Ripa.
Here.
Hudson.
Here.
I talked to Drew. He'll be joining late, but he's not here right now. Yazdi.
Here.
Okay.
Okay. And we also have with us a municipal clerk, Brianna Calabro, and our borough attorney, Fred Samaro, and our business administrator, Mike Sondemeyer.
I will add you to the next agenda, Mike. Sorry.
It's been so long, we forgot that was a thing.
I did.
Okay. Well, to her, you know, we haven't had one the entire time she's been here. How would she know?
Since I got hired.
Right.
I had to be in one of her classes. All right. Okay. In accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, an emergency remote meeting protocol for the local public bodies, adequate and electronic notice of this remote meeting have been provided by sending notice to the Herald newspaper and the Star Ledger, posting a notice on the borough website, posting notice on the outside front door and bulletin board of Borough Hall at 101 Hamper Turnpike, Bloomingdale, New Jersey, and sending notice to those individuals requesting the same. Members of the public will be kept on mute during the meeting, while mute participants will still be able to hear business being conducted. If you'd like to speak during the designated public comment portion, press 9 on your telephone or raise your hand icon on a Zoom app and wait to be recognized by the host, who will unmute you to speak. And when you are done commenting, you will be put back on mute again. And there is a 5-minute limit on all public comments, but we really don't adhere to that. I don't believe there's any non-agenda items at this time. So I'd like a motion to open up to early public comment, please.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Anyone wanting to speak about agenda items, please raise your hand or hit 9. Anyone, Bray?
I don't see anyone, no. And I'm scrolling. I don't see any hands raised.
Okay. Okay. With nobody wants to speak at early public comment, have a motion to close early public comment, please.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. The next order of business, the replacement of Mike Sondemeyer's council seat. The Democratic Committee has submitted 3 names to our municipal clerk, Bree, and I'd like to put a motion on, I'd like to nominate John Graciano to replace Mike's term until, I believe, November or the remainder of this year. Could I have a motion to accept the nomination of John Graciano?
So moved.
Second
it? No.
Okay, can we do this by roll call, Brick?
Fred, do a roll call?
I think what we should do is just make sure there's no more nominations.
Okay, is there any other nominations? Is there any other nominations?
No. Did the dog have one?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Okay.
And just for the record, Mr. D'Amato, if you could just read who the other two members were that were suggested by the committee so that the record's complete, just for the record, and then we're good to go.
Okay. The other two was Bernie Vroom and Mark Crum. Okay, seeing there's no other nominations, I move nominations be closed in the nomination of John Graziano. We have a roll call, please.
Councilman D'Amato?
Yes.
Della Ripa?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Yazzie?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. With saying that, John, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, John. Welcome aboard.
Congratulations. Yes. Welcome to the Borough Bloomdale Council seat. We look forward to having you up here and your input on moving the borough forward. But at this time, I believe your dad is with you.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Former Mayor Anthony Graziano and retired judge will swear his son, John Graziano, to the council.
Okay. Thank you. Can I speak to him?
Yes.
Good evening, members of the council.
Good evening.
Good evening. Anthony.
All right. I'll read your right hand.
I, John Graziano, do solemnly swear that I will support
the Constitution of the United States,
the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey,
and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and the governments established in the United States and in this state.
And the governments established in the United States and in this state.
Under the authority of the people. And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly. Perform all the duties of the office of councilman.
Of the office of councilman. According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It was great to see your dad do that, John. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes,
again, thank you. Thank you for welcoming.
And again, welcome.
Acting Mayor, is it okay if I say a few words?
Absolutely.
Thank you. So I'd like to thank the council for the honor they have bestowed upon me to serve Bloomingdale. I accept this responsibility with humility and a dedication to serving the residents of Bloomingdale. Having been born and raised in Bloomingdale, I've always been dedicated to serving this town in any capacity, from my involvement in community service projects in my youth to more recently serving as the chairman of the Economic Development Commission. To now serve on the council, it's a great responsibility that I do not take lightly, and that I am prepared for. I pledge to give my all and to always act in the best interest of Bloomingdale. And lastly, I would like to thank my family for their understanding and the sacrifices that they are prepared to make to allow me to serve the borough that I love. Thank you.
Again, welcome.
Nice job, John.
Nice job.
Well said.
Okay, back to business. Okay. Report of committees. Anybody from the council have anything to report at this time?
I do. The community garden will be opening up applications sometime at the end of February for plots. Also, I had some discussions over the last few days with the tax department and Lisa, our ACO, regarding the post that I had posted about the animal control, the dog and cat licenses. There was some discussion about changing that when they are due to the end of January, but we are going to keep the old guidelines that they are now due by the end of February. Because I know we had a number of questions on Facebook regarding that. So just so everyone knows. And I changed the post on Facebook and I changed the sign out, the digital sign.
What's first? Just that the late fee, the February 1st, I believe, was the new date for the late fee. And we did not, Bree, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that reflected in the ordinance, we still had the March 1st date.
Mm-hmm. Right. We did. So, we did an ordinance to change it, and then in error, we did an ordinance later on in the year, and that overrode the change. So we were ready to go with the new date, but when you pull up our borough code, it's still how it used to be. So we have to keep it the same. A late fee will be charged as of March 1st because that's what's on the book. So because the applications went out to the public due the 31st, you can't pull back all the applications you already mailed, but no one will be charged a late fee until March 1st, which is how it's always been. So.
Correct.
And then I think going forward, we should notify if we do pass that ordinance, we do need to notify everyone immediately because we did have a lot of people making comments that they wait for their animal shots. And we had some people that unfortunately this year they weren't prepared for the change. So I think we just need to let everybody know as soon as we pass that ordinance what the plan will be for next year.
Right.
Yeah, there was a couple of comments on the community page, which I answered that we were going to keep the March 31st date, and we will put something out to the public stating that it is still that. And once we make the change, probably in the fall to the February 1st, because we're following the guidelines from Lisa, and I think every town around us is following those guidelines as the February 1st date. So we will get that information out in a timely fashion before the first of the year next year so people can prepare. So I would probably like to do it sometime in October so it gives people enough time to get their shots up to date so they fall into place.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Dawn?
No.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments? Okay. Just a couple things that are going on that we're working on. Just so everybody's the white collar contract, Mike and I met today with finance, start and Rich. We started working on that contract so we can move forward. The budget process has started with finance. They're putting spreadsheets together so we can, our committees can meet, the budget committee can meet for that and start to put that in the process for 2021. And of course, we're still keeping our eye on all the COVID stuff that's going on in town, just to make sure we are following the process and the guidelines that has been set forth to us. As it going for, we received a few phone calls regarding the shots for the public. The public can go on to the website and follow the process that is set by our governor to go on and pre-register. There was a comment made or a call in today that a person went to Wayne and Wayne turned them away because they were a Bloomingdale resident and not a Wayne resident. They cannot do that. You can go to any site for any town once you set up your appointment and start the process for the shots. There is that posting that the what stages they're at. And I think the new guidelines of January 14th was 65 or older can register and start getting their shots now. Or if you have underlying health conditions and it's from 16 to 65, I believe, and that they have underlying conditions of, there's a whole list of stuff. I'm not going to go through them all, but the public can go on and pre-register to get set up their appointment or at least get in a database. I did it and I received an email back within 2 days stating I am on the list. And this was before I was able to get the shot. The first responders were moved up from 1B to 1A, which is the first group. So those groups are going now. So just for our sake, I know there's several officers that went. There's several fire department people that went down, and they already had their first round of shots. And then they assign you that second round. The day you get the shot, they give you the date to come back for your second shot. Do I have a comment?
Yeah, so the public understands, they're going to the New Jersey State website, not Passaic County. Passaic County is doing registrations, but that is going to be for healthcare providers, firemen, police officers. That has nothing to do with the general public. They need to go onto the New Jersey State website. and not Passaic County. Passaic County, however, they can still go and to get their testing done for COVID. And that's where you go for testing, not for your shots.
Correct. I think the website's New Jersey COVID-19.
There is a link from our website.
Yes. So if you click on there, you go to COVID vaccine registration, and it prompts you right through. It's real simple. You ask some basic questions, and then you give them your email. And then, like I said, in a couple of days, you'll get an email back that you have been registered. They don't give you the date at that time. And that's John, for anybody. That's for anybody. Yes.
Did they send you a second email that said, okay, you're up now?
No.
I know they gave you the first one. So how did you find out that like you were up?
Okay. Through the Patterson Fire Department Chief notified, I believe, our county coordinator for our area. And then he found out that the first responders were moved from 1B to 1A, and you had to go to a specific site in Patterson, which was one of the high schools, and get online and fill out the paperwork and go in. It was a real simple process when he got there. It moved real quick. I was standing online outside for about 45 minutes. And if you do get a chance to go, I was outside early in the morning and it was a whole line of people. By the time I got in and got back out, the lines were gone. And then people were just going through like a revolving door. It was you go in there, it takes about 15 minutes to get the shot. You have to stay for 15 minutes to make sure you have no reaction, and then you're gone. It's a real simple process. I've had no reaction to it at all. So I urge people to make the decision to go.
Yeah. And when you sign up through the state site, so Mike, my husband, did that. And this was prior to the fire department going down. Mike signed up through the state because they weren't sure what was going on with the fire department. And just so everyone understands, when you follow the instructions that John just talked about and you get an email saying that you're on the list, you will then get another email asking you to make your appointment. Yes. Mike actually just got that email from the state, which he's disregarding because he already got it through the fire department, but he got his email yesterday. And then you just click on the link and you make an appointment to go down and have your shot.
Okay. Just for the record, Councilman Julian has joined us at 7:21. Welcome, Drew. Okay, he's got his mute on.
Nope.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
You're good.
All right, Drew, we're just going through the committee comments, and we're just talking about the COVID-19 shots that, you know, like we spoke, that I have, I think you've already received, and what the public can do and how to go through it. So we went through that whole process. That's where we are in the at the state in the meeting. Any comments, Drew? Anything?
So the reason I'm late, I was at one of my hospitals, and just to give you a little bit of content on the second vaccine, the dose, I was with a doctor today who had his last week, and he said, you know, mild flu-like symptoms for about 24 hours after that second injection. That was the Pfizer vaccine. But he said, other than that, really no side effects. He felt great. His recommendation to me, which I was going to share with you, John, is maybe a day or two before that second vaccine, you know, maybe increase your vitamin C intake, maybe take a few Tylenols. But other than that, he felt great. And I've had this conversation with quite a few people in the healthcare industry.
Good information. Thanks.
Yeah, so it's very encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, if there's nothing else, we're going to move on to the consent agenda. Resolution number 2021-1-93 through 2021-1.99 to accept the consent agenda. Can I have a motion on that, please?
So moved. Second.
Okay. We should do a roll call for this.
Della Ripa?
Yes.
Graziano?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julian?
Yes.
Yazzie?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes. Okay. Pending items, second final reading and public hearing ordinance number 1-2021, amending chapter 69-31, off-street parking. Public notice statement, please.
This ordinance was posted in the municipal building, published in the Herald News, and copies were made available to the public so that a motion may be made that it be read by title.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
An ordinance of the Borough of Bloomingdale, County of Passaic, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 69, Site Plan Review and Subdivision of Land, Article 5, Site Plan Design Standard, Section 69-31, Traffic Circulation, Subsection E, Off-Street Parking and Loading Areas of the Code of the Borough of Bloomingdale.
Okay. Have a motion to open the public hearing, please.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Anybody willing, wanting to question this, please raise your hand or hit number 9. Okay. Nobody
agree? No hands.
Okay. Motion to close. Open so public moved. Comment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Can I have a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Need a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Graziano?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julin?
Yes.
Yazdi?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes.
Del Ripa?
Yes.
Okay, item B, second final reading of ordinance number 2-2021, amending chapter 92-22, zoning off-street parking. This is basically the second part to make the one we just passed, so our wording in each one match, so there's no conflict between the two of them. Public notice statement, please.
Yes, this ordinance was posted in the municipal building, published in the Herald News, and copies were made available to the public so that a motion may be made that it be read by title.
I'll make that motion.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. A motion to open to public comment.
I'll just read it first.
And go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
An ordinance of the Borough of Bloomingdale, County of Passaic, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 92, Zoning, Article 5, Regulations Governing Certain Uses, Section 92-22, Parking, Loading, and Automotive Services, Subsection A, Off-Street Parking of the Code of the Borough of Bloomingdale. And just for the record, this did go to the Planning Board, and they recommend it as is.
Great. Okay, motion to open public comment?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone willing wanting to speak about this, please raise your hand or hit 9.
No hands.
Okay. Motion to close.
Second. I'm going for the second already.
Let's get the second first before first. We get the second.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion for adoption.
So moved.
Seconded.
Okay, roll call, please.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julin?
Yes.
Yazdi?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes.
Del Ripa?
Yes.
Graziano?
Yes.
Okay, we good?
Yes.
Okay, introduction of new business. Adoption of resolution 100. Okay. Payment of the bills. Have a motion on the floor.
Second.
Okay. Any comments before we, any questions regarding the bills? No. Okay. Roll call.
Julin?
Yes.
Yazzie?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes, with the exception of vendor 01463.
Del Ripa?
Yes.
Graziano?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Item B, resolution number 2021-1.01, purchase of rock salt through the Morris County Co-op. Can I have a motion on the floor to it?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Roll call.
Yazzie?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes.
Del Ripa?
Yes.
Graziano?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julin?
Yes.
Item C, resolution 2021-1.02, purchase of rock salt through the Passaic County Co-op. Just so you guys know, the between the two, what we found is we had to order salt, rock salt through Passaic County when we needed it. So we ordered, I don't remember exactly how many tons, but we found that the Morris County, when we needed it again, we found out the Morris County Co-op was cheaper. So we moved over to there to get it at a cheaper rate. That's why it's coming from two different areas. But time to Morris County posted their price versus Passaic County. There was a little time between. So our finance saw that Morris County.
The other way around.
Okay.
Yeah, Morris County first.
Morris County was
Passaic County came in cheaper.
Apologize for that. Okay. But that's why you have both of them on there now. So can I have a motion to accept item C?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
D'Amato?
Yes.
Del Ripa?
Yes.
Graziano?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julin?
Yes.
Yazdi?
Yes.
Okay. Item D, resolution number 2021-1.03, transfer of appropriations. Can I have a motion on the floor to accept that?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, roll call. Or any comment first? If not, roll call.
Del Ripa?
Yes.
Graziano?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julin?
Yes.
Yazzie?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes. Okay, ordinance number 3-2021, repeal and add chapter 31A to our storm water control requirements. This is following, I believe, the DEP regulations that have been put in place and new ones. So we're just following the recommendations from them so we stay within their guidelines. This is just an introduction. I believe we have to do a roll call on this.
We'll just do a motion, a second, and an all in favor for me to read it by title. And then we'll just set the hearing date, I mean, the adoption date.
Okay. Can I have a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Need a second.
Seconded.
Okay, Bree. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
An ordinance of the Code of the Borough of Bloomingdale, County of Passaic, and State of New Jersey to repeal Chapter 31A, Stormwater Control Requirements of the Code of the Borough of Bloomingdale, and replace with a new Chapter 31A in accordance with revised New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection regulations. And then, John, we're okay with advertising to set the public hearing and adoption for the February 2nd meeting.
Item F, ordinance number 4-2021, amending chapter 20, section 11.5. This is fees, road opening permits. I believe at this time we were at $2,000 and we're raising the fee to $10,000. Is that correct, Bree?
It's a bond. So you're not
it's a bond, yes.
The fees. You're just changing what this ordinance is. We are putting wording in there, the word cash bond, so finance can release reimbursable funds received for residential applications. And then you have utility companies who also apply for road opening permits. The code as it exists requires a $2,000 bond. However, according to our borough engineer and by recommendation of him, the borough should collect a $10,000 bond to repair anything in the event they don't repair it to his satisfactory. So this just covers you. And then we're adding in sections that were deleted in error, which are all listed in the ordinance, if anyone wants to read it. It's just reinstating them back into the code because they were deleted in error.
And I think the biggest benefit of this is when we have somebody, and I'll just say public service, that goes up and fixes a patch in a road. And if they don't come back and do it, we have this, you behold the bond, but it costs more than $2,000 to repair a road if we pay for it, to have somebody come in and mill and pave. So we're just covering what needs to be done so it doesn't cost the borough more than it should. And we hold them to it. Okay.
We need a motion and a second.
Yes. Get a motion on the floor to
introduce by
for the introduction.
So moved.
Seconded.
Okay.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
An ordinance of the Borough of Bloomingdale, County of Passaic, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 20, Streets and Sidewalks, Article 2, Streets of the Code of the Borough of Bloomingdale. And also, John, you're okay to set the public hearing and adoption for the February 2nd meeting.
Great. Okay. Late public comment. Can a motion open the floor for late public comment?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Anyone wanting to speak?
We do. I have asked to unmute. I believe Linda Huntley.
Yes.
Linda, can you hear? Okay.
Yeah, Linda Huntley, 86 Van Dam. I just wanted to address that I had signed up for the vaccine and I went to the Passaic County website. It's PassaicCountyNJ.org, government/department/health/current-health-alerts. And I was able to get to sign up for the vaccine. So you don't have to go just to the state. You can go to Passaic County. I just want to let people know that.
I appreciate that. Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else, Bree?
No other hands up.
Okay. We're seeing no one else. Can I have a motion to close?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Great. We do have an executive session, one matter of attorney client privilege. Fred, I don't believe there's going to be anything afterwards, correct?
Correct. There won't be any need for any action afterwards, John.
Okay, just so the public knows that we won't be making any decisions with what we're talking about in executive session afterwards.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Just a motion to enter exec.
Yes. I need a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Great. Okay.
Okay. Let me just move.
Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, Fred. I never know with this, so. So no.
Okay, Bree, we're good?
I just double, John, your iPad, right? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm on the cover.
You're good, and everyone actually left the waiting room. And.
Oh, good. Thanks, Brianna. Let me just pull that up. I need just 1 minute.
I'm just going to end our recording for executive session.